This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Hundreds of Houston residents protested the killing of a woman in Minneapolis by a federal immigration officer. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest on what happened yesterday. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Demonstrators marched near the Houston Galleria while more than a dozen Houston police officers looked on. This was just one of several protests planned both in Houston and nationwide after the Renee Nicole Good was fatally shot on Wednesday. Rachel DeMond, one of the protest participants, says this moment is a wake-up call.
This could happen to any one of us at any point, and so it's up to all of us to organize with our community, to mobilize, to continue to stay in the streets and to demand what we know is possible, but that they don't want to give us.
More protests are planned in the Houston area this weekend, including one this evening organized by FIEL Houston. Matt?
All right, Tom. Governor Greg Abbott was in Houston yesterday to mark his latest endorsement for re-election, this one from the Texas Municipal Police Association. The organization represents over 30,000 officers across the state. News 88.7's political reporter Andrew Schneider says Abbott largely used the event to highlight his record of supporting law enforcement.
Abbott pointed to recent policy accomplishments such as mandatory bail denial for people charged with some of the most violent felonies and ramped up enforcement of immigration laws.
Going forward, we understand that both law enforcement and public safety, they require ongoing vigilance. It's not like, well, we have achieved the result today and don't have to work on it tomorrow. We've got to work on law enforcement and public safety every single day. And that is what we are pledging to the people of Texas today.
Abbott says his future priorities include creating a state prosecutor who would be able to charge alleged criminals for violent offenses when district attorneys fail to do so in a sufficient amount of time. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Tens of thousands of runners will hit the streets this weekend for the Houston Marathon. National Weather Service meteorologist Jimmy Fowler says tomorrow's 5K runners will see cooler temperatures with some gusty winds.
In the city of Houston area, may see sustained winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 to 25 in the morning. So if you're running towards the north, you may be having a bit of a headwind.
Fowler says Sunday's marathon will see the temperature drop even lower for the start of the race, which is sold out. But there are events taking place throughout the weekend starting today. Wade Moorhead is the executive director of the Houston Marathon Committee. He told Houston Matters that a health and fitness expo opens at 10 a.m. this morning.
All the runners can come down and pick up their packets and visit hundreds of vendors in the Houston Methodist Fitness Expo, and we look forward to opening up. It's kind of our kickoff for the weekend. We'll see about 57,000 people come through Expo over the 2 days.
The Expo is open to the public. Currently 71 degrees. I'm Matt Harab, News.